Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Welcome to This Week Health. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week Health, where we are dedicated to transforming healthcare one connection at a time. Today, we have an interview in action from the 2024 conferences, the spring conferences, Vive in LA, HIMSS in Orlando. Special thanks to our sponsors, Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisite, and Zscaler. You can check them out on our website, thisweekhealth.com. Now, on to our interview.
Hey, this is Drex, This Week Health, and we're at HIMSS 2024. The big show is on.
The big show.
All the things are happening. Wes Wright from Order with me.
Hello.
Wes and I have been partners in crime for many years. Mostly good stuff.
Not necessarily crime.
But for people who don't know you, introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay, Wes Wright, Chief Healthcare Officer.
Order.
Kind of a made-up title, but I'm the head of order to healthcare stuff. So if you're in healthcare and you want some order, come see me. Background, there were 5 years I worked at Improvada as a CTO out there, but more importantly than that, for 30 years prior to that, I was probably in one of y'all's seats as either CTO or CIO, and those times I couldn't dove fast enough. I even had to do an interim CISO every now and then. So with that background, I kind of feel like I know what folks need. That's what's really driven me to order. I know if they put order in, or an order type of tool, order would be best, of course.
If you put that in,
so many questions get answered so easily. I'm pretty enthused about it.
I think this goes on to the next question. Tell us about what order does and why such a good rate fit for some of the challenges in healthcare.
Perfect. A little history about me in order.
Actually, you kind of have a little bit of the history, too.
2017 or so, I brought, at the time it was called CloudBase, into Sutter Health. I had a friend who said, hey, I know this person that can show you everything on your network. I don't believe you. And brought them in, and sure enough, they showed me everything on the network. And at that time, I left Sutter Health and went to Improvada. Action stayed on the advisory board for Border for the whole time. Have been with them, have watched them grow, have watched Border target the product more and more to really help the CISO and really operational IT. I know everybody thinks about Border and our competitors as the IoMT tool.
Right.
It's not. Asset visibility tool. You can see everything on your network. There's so many questions you can answer.
So that's what it was. I was just having a conversation with somebody else about how everything's connected to everything.
Yep.
Yes.
Everything. And the cool thing is we can see everything talking to each other. One device may talk to CrowdStrike and then Workday, and then these devices are chatty little bastards. And they're talking all the time. And what we do is intercept all that API talk, put it in our database, and say, hey, based upon this, we know it's this type of device. And to your earlier comment, then we can also see, hey, that device is trying to talk to Russia. You may want to do something. We should probably make that a stone.
Well, one of the things we hear talking about in cybersecurity is network segmentation. You guys are part of that.
I can see everything and see how everything's talking to each other. I can really set up ICE super easy now. But yeah, we're big in the segmentation, specifically with Cisco's ICE product, but we can also do it with Fortinet and Palo.
Integrated into the platform.
Integrated into the platform. Depends on your platform that you use, or tech platform, which most people use. If you deploy with sensors, then you can manage that equipment because those sensors talk to the gear. Some stuff we can do without the sensors, but that really deep packet inspection and moving micro segmentation. But I'm awfully glad you brought up segmentation because I just listened to a competitor on the stage over there that said something that I thought was heretical. And that was, well, segmentation is too hard and you should save that to the end.
Exact opposite.
Just the way things happen. Just release their guidelines on asset management. And they said, first thing you should do is figure out what's on your network. Everything that's on your network. So we were good with that in order. And the second thing they did made me think a little bit. They said, segment. Most people, like when I deploy order, you can see all the vulnerabilities. Because we looked at all the vulnerability database, you can see just this massive amount of vulnerabilities. And everybody wants to dive into there and take care of those vulnerabilities. But they say, no, don't do that. Instead, macro segment. Get your PCI stuff away from everything else. Yeah. Get your medical equipment away from everything else. So first thing, second thing, after you know where everything's at, second thing you do is get a macro segment. Then you can dive into some of those vulnerabilities if you want to, but make it to where
people talk about the blast rate.
Yeah, you're just collateral damage is much smaller when you have these little tiny areas instead of this big flat network. So, by God, once you see everything, then slice it up to where it doesn't hurt each other.
The ship doesn't sink. No.
In our product, we'll show you, hey, this has a high risk vulnerability, but you mitigated it because of this thing, a VLAN or ACL or something. You pull that out when you're reporting your high risk vulnerabilities. We know everybody mitigated that. But if you just went down your list, Amy Stoddard, if you do every one.
What's the biggest stop? That's here. And
yeah, it's not here yet. We're still demoing our 8.3 product here. But just around the corner, on March 19th, I think, we'll be announcing Order AI Chasm, which is a cyber asset attack service management product. That's an acronym that comes from Gartner. Don't blame me for it. You can check that out. We're releasing that. Well, what's the big deal with that? It's a new way to get this invisibility data. So instead of, in our traditional way, instead of going out and taking the time to plug in a sensor here and over here, taking the network downtime, getting through that. Instead, what we're doing is, we talked about all the devices on the network talk to APIs. They talk to something, or else they shouldn't be on the network. So instead, what we're doing is we go out and give as many API keys from our customers as possible, load those into our product, and start getting that data from the APIs. As a matter of fact, Snapchat's a great example. Our API integration with them is cloud to cloud. So you don't even have to be on-prem to get the data from CrowdStrike. And a lot of the APIs are that way. I was talking to somebody earlier. If you had a tech guy sitting next to me on a Zoom call, we could stand up Order, this new Order Chasm AI, we could stand that up in 2 hours. And you would get visibility across your entire network in 2 hours.
That's pretty incredible. To be able to turn it on that fast and not break anything. Seeing only, right?
The traffic is already being passed around on your network by somebody.
That's great. Well, I can't wait for that to be released. Say again, when?
March 19th is our target date for Order AI Chasm. At the same time, we're half Order AI Protect, is what we call it. The product that we have now that really gives you that packet inspection. And if you want to monitor, like, how often are my radiology machines on? My MRI.
Sure.
That product we still have, still a great product. But the cool thing is, we've taken the deployment methodology from the Chasm AI and applied it to the Chasm Protect. So we can bring you that instant visibility. And then once you get that visibility, then we can take a look and say, okay,
it's best to put a sensor over here. So you can want more detail.
Yes.
Phase one, see everything.
See everything.
Understand what's, and then make really good, clear decisions about where to place sensors.
Yeah, perfect.
I love that.
Yeah. And most of the place in the hospital, you talked a bunch of pictures. They don't want to put a sensor out and ambulatory plug. They've got a bunch of stuff out there. We can see most of the stuff that's happening. Generally, in that hospital, frankly, pretty close to the radiology species where you probably want to throw your first sensor in.
What happened to Astrobounce? What else is going on? Other things that folks need to know?
The show, the HEMS 2024, is actually a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Just let them know that I think that HEMS is back. The interactions that we missed are back. They're coming out and joining us.
It's good to see everybody. It's good to have the face-to-face interaction. COVID kind of disrupted, obviously, a lot of that. I think people then still had a little bit of a habit. I'm not going to yell.
Right. Yeah. And I think because of that, a lot of people are going to come from this and five previously, but come from these conferences and go, I got a lot done face-to-face as compared to what it would have been with yourself.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. It's good to see you.
Thanks for listening to this Interview in Action episode. If you found value in this, share it with a peer. It's a great chance to discuss and in some cases start a mentoring relationship. One way you can support the show is to subscribe and leave us a rating. If you could do that, would be great. And we want to give a big thanks to our partners who make this possible: Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisite, and Zscaler. You can learn more about them by visiting thisweekhealth.com/partners. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.